Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Lawmakers on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 insurrection will hear additional testimony today. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports the panel is expected to focus on how then-President Donald Trump pressured election officials in Georgia and other battleground states to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Well, today's hearing is really all about this pressure campaign in multiple states. Brad Raffensperger is the Georgia Secretary of State. He recently won a primary against a pro-Trump candidate. His deputy, Gabriel Sterling, is also going to appear. Sterling warned about violence or even someone getting killed if that pressure to push false election claims continued.
NPR's Deidre Walsh. The hearing is also expected to focus on a recorded phone conversation in the weeks after the election. During the call, Trump had pressured Raffensperger to find the votes necessary for him to win the state. The U.S. Supreme Court is heading into the final weeks of a contentious term. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports decisions in 18 cases have yet to be released.
First, there was the leak of a draft opinion indicating that the court is on the verge of eliminating abortion rights in America. That, in turn, has led to an internal probe. The majestic building the justices work in is no longer open to the public. Instead, it's surrounded by huge metal fences and looks more like a fortress than a palace of justice. At the same time, there are real fears for the justices' safety as death threats mount. Meanwhile, a congressional committee wants to talk to Justice Thomas's wife about her role in the White House plan to overturn the 2020 election results. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Parents and families of the victims who were killed in a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school are calling for accountability. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports the school board in Uvalde held its first meeting last night, nearly a month after a gunman opened fire on a classroom, killing 19 students and two teachers.
During public comments, Uvalde residents and victims' families shared their pain and their commitment to holding those responsible for it accountable. Liliana Garcia, the 16-year-old daughter of teacher Irma Garcia, told the school board she is an orphan because of a, quote, lack of due diligence.
I would like to share a quote of one of my little sister's agonizing cries. She said, "My mom died protecting her students. But who was protecting my mom?"
Liliana said her little sister's question will always haunt her and should always haunt the board. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher. This is NPR News. The governor of Puerto Rico has signed legislation that will benefit workers in the private sector. The measure increases benefits and time off for both full and part-time employees. The bill also reinstates protections against unjustified dismissals. Opponents of the legislation argue that it will hurt the island's economy as Puerto Rico tries to recover from the biggest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. A Russian journalist who was the co-recipient of last year's Nobel Prize has auctioned off his award to help Ukrainian families and children displaced by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
The longtime editor of Russia's independent Novaya Gazeta, Dmitry Muratov, was awarded the Nobel in a joint prize with journalist Maria Ressa of the Philippines for efforts to safeguard freedom of expression in their countries. Now Muratov has auctioned off his medal to an anonymous buyer for just over $103 million. Proceeds will go to UNICEF programs that aid Ukrainian refugees and children displaced by the conflict. Novaya Gazeta was forced to suspend operations in Russia last March after the government passed legislation criminalizing critical coverage of the Russian military campaign. Just weeks later, Muratov was assaulted in an attack the newspaper's own investigation alleged was carried out by pro-Kremlin nationalists. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Stocks across Asia traded mixed today. Markets in Japan and Hong Kong posted gains, while shares were lower in China. This is NPR.